You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's the Tuesday edition. I'm a little bit behind in my editing or post-production. I apologize for that, but hopefully I'll be caught up by the end of the week or maybe even take a day off Friday. We'll see. I debated whether to cover this story because it's more a Washington, D.C. story, and it has to do with lying and trust. Lying and trust. Ask yourself this question. Would you trust a person that lies to you routinely, every day? I think most people would say no, and I wouldn't want to associate with them. I wouldn't believe what he said, and I would really come to the conclusion the person lacks integrity, he lacks character. You see, the problem we have today in politics, and I know you've heard this, I've heard it, politicians lie. Now, that's not an excuse, that's just a fact. Politicians lie. Now, I don't believe that. I think many politicians lie, but there are a few that actually attempt to tell the truth. When it comes to the highest office of the land, namely the President of the United States, you would expect that generally he's telling the truth. Well, that has not been the case with President Obama. He's a pathological liar. And that is, unfortunately, a characteristic of people that suffer from narcissistic personality disorder. They cannot reveal the truth, because if they revealed the truth, they would be rejected. So they live a life of lies, and they try to persuade you with their lies. Now, what makes this many orders of magnitude worse is the president has people that will lie for him. And one of those persons is a gentleman called Ben Rhodes. His title is Deputy National Security Advisor. What he really is a liar for the president. He creates the so-called narrative. Narrative, in this context, means lies. His training is that of a writer, wants to be a novelist. The problem is the lies that Ben Rhodes creates for the president are propagated to the American people through the media and do have consequences. Ideas have consequences. Lies have consequences. And don't get the impression that lying doesn't pay. We've never really gotten to the bottom of Benghazi, but one of the disturbing aspects and I'm not going to go over Benghazi again. I've done the Benghazi story many times. Four Americans were killed. But in the weeks, and remember, this was on September 11th, September 12th of 2012, an election year. And the last thing this administration wanted out was the truth. Their role or incompetence in handling what was in fact a Central Intelligence Agency covert operations, smuggling or shipping arms to so-called Syrian moderates. We're going to get that moderate term again. There are no Syrian moderates. Most of them are religious fanatics. There are dozens of groups, and they're each fighting each another, as well as the Assad regime. But the CIA was tasked with gathering up weapons and then shipping them through Turkey to the Syrian rebels. Now, that is the truth to the extent that the press has been able to get at the truth. But the lie that was put out was that a video made in California, a movie, was the cause of the attack on our diplomatic facility. It was a compound where Ambassador Chris Stevens was killed, as well as a State Department employee. And in the subsequent rescue by some contract personnel, former Navy SEALs working for the CIA, they rescued the people there, brought them back, and then the so-called CIA annex, it's a compound with several buildings, was attacked with mortars and rocket-propelled grenades. And two more people were killed, for a total of four. That's the basic facts of the story. But the President of the United States, the Secretary of State, Ambassador Susan Rice, and the White House Press Secretary all lied as to what happened. They blamed it on a video. And they stuck to that story. Now, why am I mentioning that? Ben Rhodes' name came up several times. I think this is another example of the lie or narrative being created to try to cover up, and that's what they were doing. They were covering up their disastrous foreign policy in Libya, as well as in Syria. And they were doing it for a reason, and the press went along with this. The media, big media, went along with this. Not all of media, but the three major networks did. Because the White House did not want, when you're talking, remember, this broke the 12th of September. The initial attack was on September 11th, the anniversary of 9/11, after the Democratic Convention, where supposedly Al-Qaeda was on the run. Yeah, they were on the run. They were attacking an affiliated group. Were attacking both the diplomatic facility and the CIA annex. And the important point is this: they did lie, and they got away with it because Obama got reelected. Had we had a vigorous investigation by journalists at the time, maybe they could get to the bottom of it, maybe they couldn't. But the White House is able to hire people whose qualifications is a willingness to lie. Call it creative lying. Are you a good liar? Can you really spin a story? You see, Ben Rhodes has no experience or education in foreign affairs. He was hired to write stories, narratives, lies, and he got paid for it, and he was successful. He's still there. Now, why am I talking about this? The New York Times, in its Sunday edition, put out, I would call it a profile piece, and it's rather long, and you can read it at your leisure. I have links to it. And you can read parts of it at my blog, which is promptpops.wordpress.com. And what was interesting, what struck me, is the sheer hubris, the arrogance of this individual. See, this is something that if you were truly a deceiver, a master deceiver, you never would have talked to the New York Times. And that's why I bring up arrogance and actually stupidity on Mr. Rhodes' part. His behavior is contemptible. It's shameful. It's not something to be proud of, but he's very proud of it because he works for the President of the United States, and he's getting the lies out. And the lie he was peddling was that the United States was dealing with so-called, that word again, moderates. This time, the moderates weren't in Syria. The moderates were in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Moderate mullahs. There's no such thing as a moderate mullah that are running the regime in Iran. Now, I'm against the Iranian, the deal that the United States struck. It wasn't a treaty. It's an agreement. I'm not going to revisit that, except it needs to be torn up and sanctions reimposed. And I hope when President Trump takes office, he quickly does that. But that assumes Donald Trump is going to get elected. You see, the bigger problem here is, and it is a big problem, the American people have lost confidence and trust in their leaders, including the president, but also the leadership of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party in Congress, in the House and the Senate. We have a political elitist establishment that's out of touch, disconnected, however you want to phrase it, with the American people. And like I said in yesterday's show, they're not leaders. They're certainly not an elite that's being kind to them. They think they are, and they think they know best, and they really don't want to hear from you. Don't send letters. Don't send emails. Just be quiet and shut up. We'll do what's right. Well, the American people have had enough of that. They've had enough of the lies, the deceit, the misdirection, the distractions, and the attitude that we know best. When you look at the accomplishment of this president, as well as the Congress, it's not something to write home about. And much of what this president has done required deceiving the American people. Now, there are always going to be what I call the true believers. They believe the lies. They believe that the ends justify the means. And that's fundamentally what we're talking about. That's how they can justify what they do. But the ends do not justify the means. When the means is lying to the American people, the American public. But they continue to do this for one reason. They get away with it. And our Congress does not, under the Constitution, there's only one, actually there are two remedies under the Constitution when a president acts like a tyrant. That's impeachment and or cutting off funds by the department that's engaged in behavior that they shouldn't be. The American people are frustrated. They're angry. They're upset. And they have a legitimate reason to. The New York Times article reveals the arrogance of this Ben Rhodes. And you would think that White House correspondents, all of them which are Democrats, see, they've drunk the Kool-Aid, and they're fairly young, in their 20s, some are in the 30s, would be insulted when he makes the point, I'm talking of Ben Rhodes, that they have little or no knowledge of, for example, of foreign affairs. So he is very glib and successful in lying to him. The same thing can be said about Ben Rhodes. See, I'm not impressed with liars. Liars, in my mind, are an indication of insecurity. They know they're not really what they seem to be. And they lie to conceal more than reveal. And that's the president has that problem. And he makes sure he hires enablers that will help him perpetuate the lies. Whether it's a creative writer, Ben Rhodes, or speech writers. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Remember that big whopper? I think I'll add at least one or two videos on the many lies of Barack Obama. But what's disturbing is the lies have consequences, and many of them can be long range. The Iranian nuclear arms agreement resulted in billions of dollars of Iranian funds that were being blocked, being released and paid to the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's a tyranny, folks, and the people of Iran are the victims of that tyranny. They pay the greatest price. It is a regime of terror, of torture, killings, and the people of Iran do not want this regime to stand. If they could, it would be overthrown. But who has all the arms? You're right. The supporters of the regime. The United States has really made very little efforts to overthrow that regime. If anything, this agreement enables them to survive. You see, the sanctions that the U.S. and the European nations were applying to Iran were working. In other words, we were squeezing them and squeezing them and squeezing them. But you see, Barack Obama has a problem. After 8 years, what is going to be his legacy, especially in the foreign affairs area? Well, it was going to be this Iranian nuclear agreement. Now, you can get an honest debate whether we should have had it or not. I'm adamantly opposed to it because the people that negotiated this, like the people that negotiated the North Korean agreement, gave the farm away. You know, Trump has a good point. We don't have good negotiators here. And I think the Iranian nuclear agreement will go down in history as one of the worst in this country's long history. You see, we have a president that is delusional. Historians are not going to treat this president kindly. Many of the lies and deceits will be spelled out in glorious detail. It is not a record of accomplishment, either domestically or abroad, and it's filled with lies. So it's hard to sort out, well, what was the truth and what wasn't? You see, if Ben Rhodes, well, let me back up. The president is enabling this. And what I mean by this, he needs people to do what I would consider the dirty work, packaging the lies, writing the story, to make it appear, both to the American people and in Congress, that this is the best we could do. No, it's not. It very much is going to lead to more terrorism, and it's already happening in the Middle East, funded by the assets that we, admittedly, Iranian assets, that were released to the mullahs, the regime there. Not all of it is going to terror. Let me first say that right up front. But a lot is. But what's more dangerous is this will inevitably lead to Iran having a nuclear weapon and testing it. Now, I believe, I don't have any secret intelligence here, but I rely on other people that do, that the Iranians already have one or more nuclear weapons. They haven't tested them, because if they had, I think the Israelis and the United States, as well as maybe Russia and China, would know that. You see, you need a nuclear weapon, but you need to make sure it actually works before you attempt to deliver it, and the delivery system here is most likely going to be a missile. But here's my concern. Iran has a record of funding, supporting terrorist organizations. Hezbollah is the primary example of that, and they are supporting the Syrian regime of Assad. If a nuclear weapon is given to a terrorist organization, Iran would be foolish to have their fingerprints on it. But fanatics and tyrants do foolish things, as do presidents of the United States, lying to the American people and think they're going to get away with it. Yeah, they got away with it for quite a while. But you see, you get a feeling, well, let me say it this way. It's like a con man. You get overconfident. You believe you can fool anyone, and you really believe you're above the law. The rules don't apply to me. I have them all fooled. You see, it's that type of arrogance that ultimately gets people caught and found out. In this case, Ben Rhodes, as well as the President of the United States. I call it the Liar Club, Obama's Liar Club, and that's what it is. It is deeply offensive to the American people. Now, the true believers in Obama, there's nothing you can say to convince them. It's a lost cause. And many of those White House media morons who should know better should question everything this president says and his press secretary says and his spokesman says. They don't do it. They accept it. They echo the lies that the administration puts out. And those lies go forth in various newspapers as well as on television. And they mislead people. That's what we're talking about. You see, the truth does not set them free. The truth would convict them of their incompetence, their lack of achievement, and the fact that they're putting the American people at risk or in harm's way. This show is not going to be long, but I wanted to emphasize that the American people are listening. They know they really don't have much power because they know they're living in a two-party tyranny. And what we're really electing every 4 years is another tyrant. Oh, yes, they have the title of President of the United States, but it's more of one of an emperor, an elected emperor. And the danger there to the American people is that once it becomes acceptable to believe the lies and propagate the lies and then not enforce the law, the people in power will do it again. Why? They get away with it. That's why it's critical for Congress to reassert its role of putting a check on the presidency when they're not enforcing the law. And I'm referring primarily to immigration law. There are other laws, but that's the key one. And doing by executive action or dictating laws. The reason why spending is out of control is there's simply a lack of responsibility. I would even go further. I think there's a lack of adult supervision here. That's what struck me. These people are like little children that lie to their parents and giggle about it and laugh about it because they could get away with it. And they didn't have parents that really discipline them. You see, what I found and what Ben Rhodes did is shameful. It's despicable. But he's still working for the president. Why? The president wants him to do this. Ultimately, who's responsible for this? Ben Rhodes will be a footnote, an embarrassing footnote. But it's the president of the United States that the people elected, not once but twice, that believes he can get away with it. He believes the ends justify the means. And he has gotten away with it. I always say what goes around comes around. And there's a lot that needs to go around and come around and stop at the feet of Barack Obama. He has a lot to answer for, but he thinks he can get away with it. I don't think he will. The lies ultimately catch up with you. The problem is Washington, D.C., this is pervasive. And the so-called media, objective, unbiased reporting, journalism, are part of it. They're the echo chamber, the amplifier of misleading and deceiving the American people. I'm disgusted. Any other president should have fired Ben Rhodes a long time ago. But instead, he's been kept on for years. Because liars need liars to spread their lies. And that's all Ben Rhodes is. A creative writer writing lies to fool the press and the American people. I wonder what he tells his children. What's your job, Dad? Oh, I lie for the president. Is that something you can be proud of? I don't think so. You see, power can seduce people. Closeness to the president or Emperor Obama, that seduces people. They sell their souls for what? An office in the White House? An office in the executive building? Or one of the departments? A picture of you and the president together on Air Force One? Or your child being held by the president? I fear for my country because I look at two of the replacements, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and I see the same problem. It's a pattern here of two more people that are pathological liars. I can't trust either of them. That's my problem. I've said that this election will be about trust. But where are your choices here? Forget whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Now, I know some cynics out there. Well, we need good liars as presidents. That should be maybe what part of the requirement here. Are you naive? No, I'm not naive. I know on occasion it is required of a president to lie, mainly for national security reasons. But that's not what we're talking here. We're talking about lies to keep people in power, not to fool the enemies of the United States. So what can the American people do? And that is a dilemma. Because in November, you're going to get a choice, not a very good choice. Many have described it as a choice between the lesser of two evils. And that's a fair description. I've more or less resolved I'm not going to vote or condone or vote for either of them. Oh yeah, I have a slight preference for Mr. Trump, but not much. He prides himself in being unpredictable. And that has its advantages in some areas. But that doesn't inspire confidence at all. I've heard a case being made this morning when I was sampling talk radio. Well, at least we know what Hillary Clinton is about and where she is. But we don't know about Donald Trump. He's unpredictable. Yeah, we know what Hillary Clinton is about. She lies, she lies, she lies. That's why people don't like her, Republicans and Democrats. And she's exactly following in Barack Obama's footsteps. Is that what it's come to in the United States of America, that our leaders have to be liars? And they're not very good liars. That's the other thing. They're terrible liars. They're atrocious liars. Now, their speech writers and Ben Rhodes might laugh, well, we fooled him for, you did? I knew this was a cover story that wouldn't last 2 minutes when Susan Rice went on national television in Benghazi and said it was due to this video. Because I had watched the video, I said, you're out of your mind. No one is going to believe that. That's an adult here. And they knew it was a lie. You see, they can't say they didn't know. They knew within hours this was a terrorist attack. Nothing to do with the video. But you see, that's what they peddled. That's what they packaged with the assistance of Ben Rhodes. And the fools in the media went along with it. Why? They're Democrats, and they wanted Barack Obama to have a second term. So Lincoln was right. You can fool some of the people all the time, and all of the people sometimes. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time. See, this is a topic today on talk radio, and it will be a topic for a couple of days. It's embarrassing, but it shows the problem we're up against, and that is the two-party tyranny of both the Democratic and Republican parties. And it is a tyranny. You have limited choices. At least when you go buy a car, there are at least 5, 6, 7, 8 companies that can sell you a car, and there are a lot of choices. And that doesn't surprise me because it takes a lot of money, billions of dollars, to set up the plant to produce a car. So you got to sell a lot of units, several hundred thousand, to make it a profitable proposition. You see, the private sector entrepreneurs have to treat their customers right. Now, you're always going to get the shady car dealer, but that's a minority. About 80 to 85% in any profession are straight shooters. There is always the sharp operators. Call them the crooks, and you probably have had that experience. And you stay away from them because they will take advantage of you. But when you're dealing with our elected representatives, today you have very little choice, and I really say no choice. We don't have competition. Oh, yes, we have primaries. But if you want to run for elected office today, you either run as a Democrat or a Republican. And that's the problem. I don't want to be associated with either party anymore. I've given up on both parties. And like I said yesterday, the problem is career politicians. They make a career out of this. Many are lawyers. President Obama's a lawyer. Bill Clinton's a lawyer. Hillary Clinton is a lawyer. But there's some honest lawyers. They're articulate. They can be charming and smile as they tell you, straight looking right in your eye, a bold-faced lie. And they get away with it because they have the likes of Ben Rhodes creating the narrative, the story, the lie. Some call it spin. No, it's lying. And they're successful. And they usually go on to careers in television or newspapers. Maybe Ben Rhodes will finally write his novel. I'm not going to read it. He should have stuck to fiction and practiced his craft there because he's getting in a lot of bad habits. And he's really fooling himself because now he's being discussed all over this country. And it's with contempt. And what's sad about it, it happens in both Democratic and Republican administrations. Some, the most skilled at it, you'll never hear their names. It's a commodity that can be bought. People can be bought. Politicians can be bought. That's a way to say corrupted or selling your soul. Eventually, you're going to be called to answer for it. What is going to be your answer, Mr. Ben Rhodes? Maybe like many of those Nazis, I was just following orders. If I wanted to keep my job, I had to continue to provide the lies for the president. Is that going to be your excuse, explanation, another lie? You see, narcissists don't want truth tellers around them. That's the last thing they want. And that's the problem. Leaders require people that will tell you you're wrong. The problem with narcissists, especially those that have the worst kind, narcissistic personality disorder, they believe that they're the smartest ones in the rooms. They're the genius. They have to believe that when they're not. Barack Obama has wrecked this country. Rush Limbaugh was right. He wished Barack Obama would fail. And I applauded that because I had done my homework and knew what we were dealing with. And it didn't look well, and I didn't want Barack Obama to succeed at all. And the American people are paying a price. Barack Obama, in his own terms, has succeeded. But when the historians write the books on the Obama administration, you better believe that the lies will come out. The failures will be examined, and the truth ultimately will be told. It might take years. It might take decades. In some cases, centuries. And by then, all the players will be gone. But truth ultimately will come out. And then the so-called legacy or achievements will be shown for what they are, a pack of lies. Nothing to write home about, nothing to be proud of, nothing but embarrassment, shame, and failure. And it's hurting the American people. It's risking the lives of not only the American people, but people in these countries. Imagine, if you will, as a result of the Iranian nuclear deal, that Iran perfects their weapons and in the process also has breakthroughs in the missiles. In other words, they have a warhead and can put it on a missile. And that missile is used to either destroy Israel, destroy one or more cities in Europe, or given a terrorist to explode in Washington, D.C. or New York City. Now, admittedly, that's a worst case. But lies have consequences. And we all pay a price, can pay a very high price, when we let the liars of the world get away with their lies. That's ultimately why I did this show. I really did not have my heart in it, because there is a pattern here. The people of the left, I call them the lying lunatic left, they know if they really had to tell the truth of what they were about and what they wanted, with some exceptions, they couldn't get elected dog catcher. So they learn early that if they're going to run for public office, whether it's senator, representative, or president of the United States, They literally cannot tell the truth. That means they will mislead you, they'll deceive you, and they'll lie to you. And they'll do it over and over again. And what does that lead to? They become very, very confident. Very confident in their skills in doing it. And that leads to them to conclude that they can get away with it. Why did you do it? Because I could, and I knew I was going to get away with it. What we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is good and evil. And evil will triumph unless the good people stand up to it and expose it and impeach presidents and vote out of office people that abuse their trust, abuse their office, because they think they know better, and the ends very much justify the means in their mind. I'm counting the days to when this administration is finally gone, and I don't think Hillary Clinton is going to be Barack Obama's third term. But I'm not going to celebrate, because although there's certain things I agree with in terms of Donald Trump, I still have that nagging problem of trust and the fact that Donald Trump is another narcissist. Just imagine the odds of three in a row, and two of them, whether it's Obama and Hillary or Obama and Trump, get elected. We just have a continuation of the problem. And they will think, just as Obama thinks and just as Hillary Clinton thinks, that the ends justify the means, where the means is lying, habitually lying to the American people. We can't tell them the truth, because if we tell them the truth, they will oppose you. Oh yeah, we will oppose you. Think of all the people that thought they could keep their plan and then found out they couldn't. And now have already found out, not only they can't keep it, it's more expensive, and the deductibles are sky high. And here's even the cynicism. It was designed that way. We knew it all along. They're proud of, they fooled everybody. That's what they think. We fooled everybody. You didn't fool everybody. Or even the majority of the people found out. You see, what the Democratic Party wanted was single payer. Single payer means the government controls the health care that you receive. I would not trust the government in that area at all. And that's the problem. But you see, that's what they're about. They want you dependent on them. And this is serious. Imagine you need health care. Previously, you had insurance with a good carrier, paid a good money for it, and now you need an operation that maybe costs several hundred thousand that you don't have. And then the government says, well, you're 75 years old or 80 years old, and we don't think the government should spend that kind of money on you, because you're only going to live maybe 5-10 years, and with this medical condition, you could be dead next week. So sorry, you're out of luck, pal. The ends justify the means. Oh, you have universal care. But do you have health care? You see, there are a lot of proud people going around, well, I got a card that says I have health insurance. But if they truly need health care, not insurance, care, and they can't pay the deductible, they're out of luck. Now, there's something I need to mention. Ben Rhodes works in the White House, and he wanted the title of Deputy National Security Advisor. He's not a Deputy National Security Advisor. At best, he's a speechwriter, a spinmeister, a liar, a creator of fiction, narratives, lies. He has no experience, no education in the area, but he's a good talker. He's a good smoozer. He's a good liar. Oh, I've met some of them. And some are very, very good. I don't know if he is. But he also has a brother, David Rose. Now, guess where he works? CBS News. He's president of CBS News. I know nothing about that gentleman's career. But yes, they each scratch each other's back. There's a conflict there, but people are allowed to pursue their careers. I really seriously doubt we'll ever see a work of fiction from Ben Rhodes that could sell more than 1,000 copies. Now, there's a story there, and maybe he'll write it. Because the hubris or arrogance of this gentleman, he might. And people would buy that. There's always interest in what I call scoundrels. And no matter what area it is. World War II has been over for many years, but books on the Nazis, Hitler, his henchmen, are still selling. And they're in used bookstores. Now, many young people never bother with it. But people that were familiar with it were concerned and read these histories to try to learn from it. The problem is history keeps repeating itself. And we keep making the same mistakes. And the American people need to wake up and stop it. The American people are angry. They're mad. They're not going to stand for it very much longer. There will be a rebellion. Initially, it will be peaceful. But depending on how the leaders respond, it could easily turn violent. I hope that doesn't happen. I truly do hope it doesn't happen. But when you push people to the wall, they tend to respond accordingly. I'm looking at a picture of the president with his big ears and his puckering of his lips. You wonder, how can he live with himself? That's a good question. How? I think deep down, the mask is still on, but deep down, he knows he's a fraud. He knows he's a phony. And I think he also knows, ultimately, the American people find that out. And his administration will go down as one of the worst this country has ever had. Oh, yes, he's an historic figure, the first mulatto president. Not black president, mulatto president. That's the accurate term. He's half white, half black. He's a mulatto. But he's a liar. And he supports an organization, and he's very proud of it, called Planned Parenthood, that is responsible for the killing of over 15 million black babies since Roe versus Wade, that Supreme Court decision, was passed and was given in 1973. You see, the most dangerous place to be if your black baby is in the womb of a black woman. Because as a result of Roe versus Wade, a disproportionate number of black babies have been aborted and killed. And this president is proud of his support of Planned Parenthood. More than 60 million babies since Roe versus Wade decision came down that allowed abortions have been killed. That's more than any disease or any medical condition. Cancer, heart disease, stroke, accidents. And we have a president that supports Planned Parenthood. And there are unfortunately tens of millions of Americans that agree with them. They agree that they have the right to kill a baby in the womb. And they have writers that will create narratives, stories, lies, justifying that. You see, we're talking about good and evil. And it's not just about foreign affairs, it's also about the lives of innocent human beings that can't protect themselves from the horrors perpetuated by people in power like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. It's sad. It's tragic. And the American people better stop it, because it's also evil. And it will lead to the ruin of this country. I'm looking at the clock. It's a little over an hour. I wish I had callers, because this is a show that I'd like to get feedback on. And I really don't feel that I've given justice to it. Because in one way, this is a small story of a very little arrogant person whose claim to fame is he can write a good narrative, a new good story. Now, that could be very positive. I used to be a speechwriter for a while. That was a secondary duty. And I wrote it for an executive, a deputy general manager. But I never intentionally lied. You see, what we're dealing with is a propagandist peddling the big lie. And he comes up with the big lie so the person he works for, namely the President of the United States, can have a legacy or have a second term in office. And because of that, to the extent he's successful, he keeps his job, gets promoted, gets to be close to power. Well, Mr. Rhodes, next January you're going to leave, and the American people will say good riddance. And yes, a new administration will come in. And I bet that Donald Trump will be able to find someone just like Ben Rhodes. And I think he already has him. That will also tell the American people lies. Now, I hope I'm wrong. But the pattern and the behavior of individuals that suffer or have narcissistic personality disorder, and it has been studied, even though they seldom go for help. But the key, one, there are several attributes, but the two that really strike me is they're pathological liars, and they lack empathy. They're blind to other people's feelings. That's a dangerous combination. It's particularly dangerous where the person that suffers from this disorder is the President of the United States. And today, that's the situation. And it really doesn't matter whether you vote for Hillary or Donald. They both have a similar problem. Different party, similar problem. It's not very encouraging. It's hard to be optimistic. With that, I'd like to close with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. And KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.